Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Federal Reserve is expected to cut interest rates later this week for the first time since the financial crisis more than a decade ago. The rate cut would be designed to juice the economy, which is showing some signs of a possible slowdown. For more, let's bring in Jill Schlesinger. She's business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So the Fed is expected to lower rates by about 0.25%, but consumer spending right now is pretty strong. Unemployment very low. The stock market still near record highs. Why cut rates now?
You know, over the past 6-7 weeks, there have been a variety of Fed officials who have described what they called cross currents. And they say these are things that are slowing down growth. Now, global growth has already downshifted. We got a report out from the IMF. They're projecting a further deterioration. There's continued uncertainty over trade policy, and inflation remains below the Fed's target. Now, some folks are calling this what an insurance rate cut, meaning there's no big problem right now, but the Fed wants to act preemptively rather than be reactive after a more pronounced slowdown has occurred.
And the critics would say that the risk of lowering rates is that if you cut them now, while the economy is still pretty strong, what are you going to do if it gets even worse?
And I think that the response to that is that the Fed would cut further. They would probably go back to buying bonds. And that I think at this point, their fear is that perhaps they made one extra rate hike last year. Maybe that December 2018 rate hike was a little ambitious. And they kind of want to wind that one back. I think the biggest risk with these rate cuts, frankly, is that you don't really spur what you want to spur, which is economic growth. But instead, you actually create an asset bubble, meaning the stock market keeps rising.
Now, President Trump has been very critical of the Fed and its chairman, Jerome Powell, who he appointed for raising rates. Is Powell, by cutting rates, if that's what he does this week, caving in to political pressure?
I don't think so. In fact, I almost feel like if the president had not said a word, the Fed might have acted sooner. They didn't want to be seen as political. And I think that, frankly, the Fed was content to remain on the sidelines for a bit. But that was until early June. Remember, that's when the trade talks with China fell apart. The Trump administration had threatened to impose these sweeping tariffs on Mexico. And so I think that the Fed got a little bit concerned from some of the incoming data. Just last week, we found out that GDP has slowed down year over year to a 2.3% annualized pace. That's the weakest in 2 years. And we had a big drop in quarterly business investment, the biggest in almost 3.5 years.
Well, and by the way, on Sunday, the former Fed chair, Janet Yellen, said that she agrees with the decision to trim rates. Jill, what does all of this mean for consumers? Is this going to have an impact on mortgage rates, which are already at their lowest levels since 2016?
Well, you know, as always, we say with the Fed, I think it actually impacts all of us more than anything else in the economy. For example, as you said, well, if you're a borrower, maybe it's not mortgage rates because those are tied to 10-year treasuries. But let's say you have a credit card balance that is getting – you have an interest rate of 17 and some odd percent on average, and it could go down a little bit, and that could help. Maybe if you're shopping for a car, that could help. Auto loans could go down. Those home equity loans and lines of credit that are linked to the prime rate, that could actually go down. So for all of those reasons, the borrowers are happy. Of course, the savers are not. I'm sorry, savers, you're going to take it on the chin here.
That is Jill Schlesinger at CBS.